You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
They told you what they think of Keon Coleman by their approach at receiver this offseason. They drafted him at 33. They're expecting him to be a bona fide starter, somebody that they can rely upon. The guy that we saw in that Seattle game and that stretch of games for about 3 weeks is what they're hoping to see over the course of a 17-game schedule. If he turns into that, I think that lessens the importance on Dalton Kincaid taking a huge step.
There was Matt Parrino last week with our morning host, Jeremy White, Bills beat reporter, Syracuse.com, and host of the Shout podcast with Ryan Talbot. Talking there on a going to be second-year wide receiver for the Bills, Keon Coleman. I agree with everything Matt said there, with the few additions the Bills made at wide receiver for, I think, also kind of going back to defending Keon, even after like somewhat of the... They were a little bit more aggressive on him to start the offseason, Derek. They were a little bit more... You know, we needed more out of him, didn't really handle the injury well, all that. But by, you know, the end of the quote-unquote offseason, heading into draft year, they're like, guys, he was 21. Like, you know, like he's a young guy. He's getting there.
It's that both things can be true.
Absolutely, and I think both things are true.
And it's how they're operating.
Mm-hmm.
Both things are true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would have liked to see more, and he really, like, it was really discouraging post-injury. But yeah, he's still only 21.
Yep.
Both of these things are facts, and it's perfectly fine to acknowledge it as such, and their actions spoke louder than any words could have. Also, it was because it was a poor wide receiver draft class.
It was not going to get a draft class where you're sitting there going, damn the torpedoes, damn the needs, we got to get this guy.
Oh my God, I remember being annoyed throughout draft weekend about that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I still like Jalen Royals.
I know.
I wanted to say that now. I liked him a lot.
I know, but you got me on a soapbox on a Saturday for no reason. It is interesting, though, the premise that you want to go on about with the second-year players. And it really does come down to a lot of people will say either Coleman or Bishop.
I think those are the two answers.
It is the two answers, mm-hmm. Really. It's not like someone's coming up here and saying, I think Daquan Hardy needs to have an incredible second year.
Right, yeah.
It's not a common answer. It's not going to be a common answer. And if someone says it, well, you know what? I dedicate your...
I just want someone to have the bravery to say Cedric Van Prang Granger.
But at the same time, I don't mind that.
No.
They don't need that from him right now because they have center taken care of. McGovern is there comfortably right now for the year. That said, yeah, I guess preseason, it would be nice for him to look a little better, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, major point being, I'm with you. The Buffalo Bills can survive Keon Coleman being below average this year. And when I say that, I do mean that in the in these exact words. They can survive if Coleman's below average. The everybody eats mantra will allow for there to be less of a spotlight on a wide receiver. And if Coleman does not play up to snuff, for example, they have enough players there that they can actually survive that. And the offense could still do what it does. Would it be better to have Coleman playing really well? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but like, the Bills can get doubled up his receptions to like 60 and he's like 800 yards, 7 touchdowns.
But the Bills can get away with it if it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot get away with Cole Bishop being below average.
No, because I look at the Bills
and
team
he had
last
a lot
year.
More of a rough introduction to the National Football League than Keon Coleman did.
He did. I look, though, at last year's team, and we're just going off of base stats here. The Bills were second in points per game on offense at 30.9, excuse me. And that was with Keon Coleman in the second half of the year, really not looking like what we were seeing him develop into.
Right.
Partially due to the injury. Amari Cooper having moments, flashes, and in some ways expanding the offense and allowing everyone to breathe, kind of everyone being able to do what they wanted to
yes.
do. Mac Hollins leading them in touchdown catches.
Yes.
And ultimately they still...
A signing that a lot of people were, quite frankly, let's call it what it was. People were mad about that.
Yeah. And were just straight up kind of in the anticipation of like...
People were mad about Mac Hollins starting the wide receiver room.
That's what it was. It was more him starting because initially it was like, oh, it's just Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Like it's just, it's a guy we're bringing to camp.
It's a guy that may or may not make it and probably will because of special teams. Mm-hmm. No. And people were legitimately mad that he was starting.
Yep.
And... He led the team in touchdowns.
Led the team in touchdowns. He actually was a really good all-around wide receiver for them because he was a very big guy, good blocker, the whole thing. But they still were able to average 30.9 points per game in that run. Along with that, and I think this is a year-long, this is a years-long thing, it's the defense for me. The defense, and I've continued to say this, does not have the pop players I think they need. They don't have to have a bunch of Hall of Famers or Pro Bowlers. But they've got to have a few game-breaking type players on that defense to get by. Last year, they were 11th in the NFL in terms of points against, 21.6. It's not awful, but by the time you got to the playoffs, a Chiefs team that couldn't score 30 points all year...
Finally did it.
...marched up and down the field against you. And in part, especially when you look at McDermott defenses, yes, corner played into that, but what's been the quarterback, what's been the safety blanket of the Bills' defenses?
The back end.
It's been the back end. It's been the safety tandem. It's been the fact that you have Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde there for, what, 6 years? And they basically didn't miss any games. And to further that point, the Bills also know how important that is. Safety is not a position you necessarily want to jump into the first round to do it. You really don't.
You
want to get elite athletes maybe, but thanks, you don't always need to do that.
Thanks, Baltimore Ravens, for taking Malachi Starks out of the equation entirely, by the way. Really appreciate that.
Love that. But when they drafted Cole Bishop in the second round, there was that feeling. I think we all knew that, hey, he's got to start soon. Maybe not right away, but soon. And he's got to be a playmaker for him. He's got to be the quarterback on the back end.
Especially because of when he was drafted last year. It was a widely coveted and celebrated pick, not just for Bills fans and Bills faithful, but NFL draft pundits loved that selection.
Yes.
They were like, this is a really good player that you're getting in the second round, a player that will eventually start for them at safety.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually is going to turn into probably now.
Yeah.
Mostly because can the Bills survive another year of Rapp and Hamlin being the tandem?
And
That's a lot harder of a question to answer.
And I said it during draft time. I think no.
If I go out on the sidewalk and take a nice walk, it's a beautiful day. I see someone in a Bills hat and I go, what do you think the Bills can survive more? A bad season from Coleman or a bad season from Bishop?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
And when I say bad season, there's a different measure to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned how they could survive players being below average versus not. And I already pointed out that they could survive Coleman being below average and not Bishop. Now, if I say bad season, the context becomes...
changes.
Coleman, on a bad season's wide receiver, what, 4 or 5?
Mm-hmm.
Bishop is no longer your starting safety if he's bad. And you're relying on the tandem of Rapp and Hamlin again.
Who I think a lot of people are really down on, maybe even both. Hamlin, I know a lot of people are like, come on, let's not do this again.
And that's exactly what it would be. And enough people would hear that and go, oh, great, I'm not thrilled about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, they really were surviving on with the safety tandem. And there were games where, like, if Taylor Rapp ended up hitting somebody, it was a teammate in a friendly fire thing.
Yeah.
Taron Johnson in the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Rapp gets himself hurt, as a matter of fact. Like, he's a very aggressive player that will miss games eventually. So you need Bishop to be good enough to where if and when that happens with Rapp,
mm-hmm,
and his physicality does get the better of him, that Hamlin will be able to start next to Bishop and it will be fine.
Yep.
If Cole Bishop is the second best safety on this roster, there, and it's not fair to him. He's a second round player. The expectations shouldn't be as heavy.
But you're on a Super Bowl.
And it's year two.
Yeah, but you're on a Super Bowl hopeful roster.
That's the huge but that's in the way here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to Bishop in that sense. That there was really no better contingency plan, I think, in place. Fair or not, it is the National Football League. And this happens to a lot of players in a lot of places around the league.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not step up, they will replace you the next year and not blink twice.
And we, and I don't think you said it on air, but we talked about it off air too. It's like if Bishop doesn't hit, Malachi Starks wasn't a thing this year. He might be immediately next year.
It would be next year, yep. Immediately the first thing in concern. Again, it is a cruel business. A player will get replaced, and a team will not blink twice. That is the cruel nature of the business, and it is one that often does not get stated enough.
Yeah.
Teams will move on. It will be heartless. And that's it. Like, the Bills moving on from Kyrie Elam. And many may say it was a year too late. But even then, that was what, year three of Kyrie Elam?
Yeah.
And you were already off the roster after 3 years.
And that's
a first-round pick.
Elam was off the roster, but let's be honest, in year three, it was already kind of a done deal.
Right.
We're done. We're moving on. Not saying this is – and like you said, it's a bad year from Bishop. But we could get to that point, too, where it's like, okay, Bishop's not part of the plan's future or present. We're moving on. And I think that's –
And Derek Forrest also will have a say in this,
yes,
equation.
High-end athlete who maybe was in a bad system in Washington last year.
Ready? Say there's a good season from Bishop, and Derek Forrest proves to ultimately be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out of consideration.
No.
Like, yeah, Taylor Rapp started all throughout last year, or so did Damar Hamlin. They could go in with an entirely new safety tandem this year if those two pan out to as projected. And that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to complain about that.
Nobody would complain about that at all. If last year's starting safety tandem turns into the backups, That's amazing at that point.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have at that point.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Tom tweets in, number one, Keon Coleman. Number two, Cole Bishop. Brian also agrees on this. Hands down, Keon. If he's not what he was drafted to be, then the wide receiver room is just like last year before Cooper got here. I don't totally agree on that because of the addition of Palmer and this is me personally, Elijah Moore. I think there is more.
There's more numbers
in the cookie jar. There's more numbers. I think that's where the Bills could survive Keon not doubling his reception total, not hitting like 7-8 touchdowns next year, what have you. I think they can survive it. I think with Cole Bishop, we're all of a sudden down to Forrest and Hamlin and Rapp, and that room looks – and safety room should not be as deep as wide receiver rooms. I agree.
But it should be better.
But it should be better, and immediately just with those four names, there's already this concern of maybe they do need to add another safety anyways.
Why do you think the Bills are getting mocked? Malachi Starks left, right, and center on Wednesday night before the draft.
Or realistically, why is Hancock already going to be kind of moved to safety? There's already that feeling they might have to add one anyways. I don't think the Bills believe that at wide receiver, even if Keon Coleman doesn't take that second-year leap we're all hoping for. And then Bills chat tweets in, Keon Coleman, the Bills firmly planted their flag in the, quote, he's going to be very good for us, end quote, camp when they did very little wide receiver this offseason. That I kind of agree with, though. They really only added Josh Palmer. I'm much bigger on the Elijah Moore thing. I think that's going to pop. But I do think that is right where they also believe he will be good enough anyways. I think, though, there's just enough numbers that they'll be fine without it. Because there is also the Curtis Samuel effect where he had turf toe, which is ultimately a tear in his foot. It's a bad phrasing for an injury. I know Eric Wood brings it up on pregame for Bills all the time. Khalil Shakir is still there. Obviously, I brought up Palmer. That's more the thing. It's Beans constantly bringing up Josh Palmer as like the big addition. That's where I think they're okay if Keon doesn't pop, because I think they believe Palmer is going to be a sneaky big addition for them.
It's funny you bring up the general manager.
It's less on Coleman. I think it's more on Palmer.
It's funny you bring up the general manager. Keon might also need to have, I might start leaning a little bit, mostly because the general manager made it very public.
Well, yes.
About wide receiver.
Just a hair.
So, for his sake, I do think that Keon does need to have a better year, too. Does it have to be more impactful than Bishop's step up? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But those people saying Coleman, now I'm understanding a little bit more. They're not necessarily wrong, because the clapback to the general manager will be very loud if Coleman struggles.
Yeah. I think both.
But the clapback turns very interesting if the general manager paraded around a victory tour and there are no victories to be held.
Andrew also tweets in, Keon, he's the only significant investment Bean has made at wide receiver since Diggs. Josh needs pass catchers he can rely on. All he has is Shakir. Which, in terms of pass catchers that you know you can rely on, well, yeah, Cooper's gone and Matt Collins is gone. Now it's Shakir. Curtis Samuel did really well at the end of last year, but for most of the year was a struggle. Keon showed flashes, but kind of fell apart a little bit due to the injury. I can understand it. I think for me with Bishop, the defense is what needed help, and the defense needs to get better on the back end. And Bishop was a second-round pick last year along with Keon Coleman. We'll talk a little bit more on this as we continue on today. I also want to touch on the Bandits, but we do have to take our time out now as we are expecting Bills head coach Sean McDermott to speak at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.